What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Church Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Brother Tim. I've been a Christian, born-again Christian, for over 25 years. And during this time, my wife and I have gone through a lot within the American Christian Church, as well as seen a lot. So this podcast is dedicated to the experiences and the stories that we've gone through, as well as stuff that's going on in the church today. We're going to talk about some stuff. But for this first episode, I want to tell you a church story. Now, this story is absolutely true. I am not making this up at all. I am not exaggerating at all. This story happened exactly the way that I'm going to tell it. So, are you ready? Well, here we go. It was 1990-something, and my wife and I had left the church that we were members of for over 9 years. And during this time, we had been out of the church for several months now. And during this time, we had been searching and visiting churches and just trying to find our place in whatever God's will and God's purpose was for our lives. The church that we left was extremely powerful church. I mean, the move of the Holy Ghost within this church was amazing. And I could share some stories, but those are for other nights. But a lot of times when a church is powerful, that power ends up going to the pastor's head. And that's exactly what happened. And this pastor became very controlling, and the church was taken over by a spirit of witchcraft. And like I said, there'll be more stories about that to come in the future. But anyway, we had left the church, and we were looking for our place in God's will and trying to figure out where it is we're supposed to go. So it was a Sunday before Thanksgiving, and we went to go visit a church that we knew of, a church that we had fellowship with before in the past. There's a church in a little city next to the city where we lived, and we liked the pastor of that church. We had heard her preach several times, and we said, you know what, let's just go visit that church, that pastor's church, and just to go and feel some sort of, get a word and feel some sort of love, hopefully. So anyway, we go to the church and we get there and everything's fine. And my wife and I, we have 6 kids. And at the time, our kids were little. They were probably, the oldest was probably an early teenager, maybe 13, 14, going down to like a 5 or 6 year old. So we go into the church, and to kind of give you a picture of what the church was like, the church had pews, and it had pews on the left and pews on the right. And then it had an aisle going up the center of the church between the pews. So we sit down in the pews, and it's myself, and I'm kind of OCD. So whenever we go to the movies or out to eat or something, I always have to sit at the end. So I don't know what it is, but that's just me. So I'm sitting at the end of the pew right next to the aisleway. My wife is sitting directly to my left. Then we have 2 of our kids sitting next to her. And then the other 4 kids are sitting in the pew that's behind us. So we sit down, we're comfortable, we're getting settled in and everything. This young man comes into the church, and he sits on the opposite side of the aisle from us. And he sits 1 row back behind us. So basically this guy is sitting directly opposite from where my 4 children are sitting. But where this guy is sitting, he is able to look at myself and my wife, and where he's located, he's able to look right behind my head and stare at my wife. Well, that's exactly what this guy is doing. He sits down, and from the moment he sits down, he is staring at my wife. This man is looking at my wife like he just did 5 to 6 years in the penitentiary, and he just got out today, and he's just staring at my wife like she's a cheeseburger, okay? This man, I mean, just gawking. Now, I notice it. My wife notices it. Even my kids behind us notice this guy staring. Now, he is staring to the point where he has actually shifted his body and turned his body facing us that he can just stare. So at one point I turn and I lock eyes with the guy. We make eye contact. It doesn't faze him. This dude sits there, gives me this little grin, and keeps staring at my wife. Well, let me tell you, I'm starting to get pissed, okay? So I'm starting to get hot. So anyway, church starts. They come up. Praise and worship leaders come up. They do praise and worship. Homeboy staring. They do testimonies. Homeboy staring. The choir comes up, gives an A, B, C selection. Homeboy staring. Choir gives another D, E, F selection. Still staring. It's offering time. We come, we do offering. He's still staring. Choir comes up, gives a GHI selection. Guess what? He's still staring. I'm not exaggerating. This man has not taken his eyes off my wife since the second he got in the church. Anyway, the pastor comes up. She begins to preach. This guy is still locked on my wife. At this point, I am hot. The tops of my ears are red. I'm sweating. My knee is shaking. I look like Thumper from Bambi. I'm just bam, 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 bam. My foot is shaking. And my wife, my sweet wife, she's nudging me in my arm saying, Timothy, knock it off. Just let it go. Just let it go. And I'm like, I can't let it go. This dude won't stop staring. And my wife is just like, just leave it alone. Doesn't matter. Just let it go. So the pastor keeps on preaching. He keeps on staring. She goes through her message, and about 45-minute, hour-long message, he's still staring. She gets done preaching her message. She does an altar call. This guy is still, he has not moved. He is still turned sideways, facing us, looking directly right through me, staring at my wife. I am done. At this point, I'm ready to walk over and punch this dude dead in his throat. I'm telling you, I am serious. I am ready to just end it, to just finish it. So the preacher goes on. She does the altar call and everything like that. I know from being in church all those years, altar call, we're almost done with church. So at this point, I said a little prayer. And I'm not lying to y'all. I'm not exaggerating. This is the exact prayer that I prayed. I said, Lord Jesus, as soon as service is over, me and this young man, we going outside to have a conversation. And you and Naomi and the kids can wait in here for me. And as soon as I'm done with him, I'll come back in and pick y'all up. In Jesus' name, amen. That was my prayer. I am not lying. At this point, I am sweating. I am mad. I am shaking. My adrenaline is pumping. You know, blah, blah, blah. So after the altar call, the preacher, she recognizes me and my family. And she acknowledges us. And she's like, I'm so glad you guys are here. You know, welcome. I know you from such and such a church. And you're always welcome here. And she's like, and I just want you to know, with Thanksgiving coming up this week, if you need somewhere to go for Thanksgiving, you're more than welcome. I'm going to give you my number. You give me a call. You come over to my house for Thanksgiving. And it was lovely. It was what we were looking for, except for this guy staring. So she goes on to say, you know, for the members of my congregation that don't know who you are, why don't you stand up and have words? So I stood up and I announced myself, said who I was. I turned to look the guy right in the face and I said, this is my wife. And I said her name and I said, these are my kids. And I said all their names and everything. And she welcomed us to the church. So we sit down, guy's still staring. Then the pastor begins to say, oh, praise God. My favorite nephew ever has decided to come to church. He has blessed my heart today. I look out on the congregation and I see my favorite nephew. Y'all don't know, me and this young man have gone through some things. He owns a piece of my heart. I love this boy to death. He is such a godsend to me and my family. Oh, my little nephew's here. Isaiah, won't you stand up and have some words? Don't you know who stood up when she said that? For the first time in the whole service, homeboy took his eyes off my wife and stood up. The guy staring at my wife for an entire two and a half hour long service was the pastor's nephew. I'm telling you, when he stood up, I swear I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, "Well, Tim, you still want me to wait in here for you?" I was done. I was done. What do you do? To this day, I still don't know what the reason for that was. All I can say is the reason for that is WWJD. What would Jesus do? I had to leave. When we left, I had to leave with my tail between my legs and my head down because I wanted to put the Holy Ghost down and fight this guy because he was staring at my wife, and come to find out he's related to the pastor. Well, that's our story for the night. If any of you get any type of revelation of why this might have happened to me, please let me know, because I'm still looking for an answer. I guess God just trying to work the anger out of me or something. I don't know. But anyway, that's what this podcast is going to be about. I got about 1,000 more stories like this because of everything that we've gone through. And we're not just going to talk about the stories that I've been through. I want to talk about the stuff that's going on in the American church today, because some of it I think is ridiculous. I think we've lost focus. We've lost sight on God and who he is and what real revival is. And I think the church of today is really putting people's people's enthusiasm or because they're eloquent speakers and they're motivational, and the church today is putting that over anointing and putting that over calling. And I think a lot of these preachers that are well known and mega church preachers and stuff like that, I don't believe that they're there because they're called to be there. I believe that they're there because they're just really good speakers. And you know, so we're going to talk about stuff like that. So I hope you enjoy this type of podcast. And if you do, let me know. And if you don't, well, I'm sorry. Go find a podcast that you do enjoy. But anyway, until next time, this is Brother Tim letting you know that Jesus is still King. Today, tomorrow, and forever. He'll be forever. Will he be King? God bless you. We'll talk to you on the next one.